The ceremony of swearing in of President Bashir for a new term office will be attended by different African presidents and representatives of African presidents who are not in a position to participate in this ceremony, and also from Arab countries, as well as the representatives of United Nations in Sudan will also attend the ceremony of President Bashir tomorrow.
Well, Dr. Abdul Latif, so how are the preparations for the swearing-in so far?
Yes, the preparation of the swearing-in is as normal preparation, that it will be only a ceremony for President Bashir, that he will take a new term in office. And I don't think that NCP has extraordinary preparation, but this is an official ceremony, which is actually made all the time and normally when the president in any country comes for a new term in office. But I don't think that there is something extraordinary, but the government officials and the National Congress Party and other also political parties are now taking the arrangements to attend the ceremony, and I think that this ceremony is something ordinary, and I don't think that there is something extraordinary to be done here.
Human rights organizations called for the United Nations representatives not to come to the swearing-in. What is the NCP's reaction to such statement about human rights violations in Sudan?
You know, actually, this occasion of swearing-in President Bashir, not concerning the international organizations or Amnesty General or any other organizations, whether human rights or any other organization. This is something concerning the people of Sudan. As people of Sudan, with their full description, they have selected the president. And I think this is a part of the sensibility of Sudan. And Sudan invited different countries, and they are coming also in the sake of Sudan and in respect of the will of the people of Sudan. And I don't think that this is concerning any human rights organization, whether this human rights organization. I don't think that from the mandate of it to say so. And there is no negative reflection which should be affecting the people or the president who will come and attend this ceremony. And I, as you know, that President Bashir, after the that warrant of arrest issued by ICC, he visited so many African countries and Arab countries, and nothing happened after his visit.
Now, Dr. Obaid, what should Sudanese expect from President Omar al-Bashir and the NCP after his swearing in Thursday?
Yes, I think that President Bashir will continue the program that already started by NCP from the very beginning when signing the comprehensive peace agreement. And there is a full commitment of President Bashir to complete what is not implemented from CPA, and to also to go on for achievement of peace, the peace in Darfur, and also to establish a balanced relation with the neighboring countries and the whole international community. And also, President Bashir will implement the program that already declared by NCP during the electoral campaign.
Will representatives from the South be present in the swearing-in?
Definitely. Also, yes, definitely. As a lot of the SPLM will participate in this ceremony, and I think that there is understanding between SPLM and National Congress Party to have a partnership in the rest period especially to implement the Bennett Point CPA, and they will understand, they will make understanding together to make unity attractive, although the rest period is very short.